Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Dominica, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 9, Nature's Paradise, Dominica's Connection to the Land. Dominica is often called the Nature Island of the Caribbean, and for good reason. Its dense rainforests, towering mountains, pristine rivers, and bubbling geothermal springs make it a place of unparalleled natural beauty. But for the people of Dominica, the island's environment is more than just a scenic backdrop. It is a source of life, culture, and resilience. From the Calinegos' reverence for the land to the role of agriculture in the lives of freed individuals, Dominica's natural world has shaped its identity for centuries. This chapter explores Dominica's remarkable environment, its influence on the island's history and culture, and the ongoing efforts to preserve this ecological treasure. The land of Waitakaboulay. When the Calinego first settled on Dominica, they called it Waitakaboulay, meaning tall as her body. This name reflected the island's dramatic landscape of steep mountains, lush valleys, and towering cliffs. To the Calinego, the land was sacred, and every element of nature, from the rivers to the trees, was imbued with spiritual significance. Key features of Dominica's natural environment. Mountains. The island is dominated by rugged peaks, including Morne Diablotins, the highest mountain in Dominica. Rivers. Dominica boasts over 365 rivers, one for every day of the year, offering fresh water for drinking, fishing, and irrigation. Rainforests. Covering much of the island, Dominica's rainforests are home to diverse flora and fauna, including rare species like the Cicero parrot, the national bird. Geothermal springs and boiling lake. The island's volcanic origins have left a dramatic mark, with hot springs and the world's second-largest boiling lake attracting visitors and locals alike. For centuries, Dominica's natural environment has been a provider, protector, and spiritual guide to its people. Nature and culture, a symbiotic relationship. Dominica's natural bounty has always influenced its culture and way of life. From the Calinego to the freed individuals who cultivated small farms, the land has been both a challenge and a blessing. Agriculture as a way of life. After emancipation, Dominicans turned to the land to sustain themselves. Smallholder farming became the backbone of the island's economy, with crops like bananas, yams, and cocoa providing both sustenance and income. Traditional farming methods reflected a deep understanding of the land's rhythms, ensuring sustainability for generations. Natural remedies and healing. The island's rainforests are a living pharmacy, filled with medicinal plants used for centuries by the Calinego and later by freed communities. Herbs like lemongrass, bay leaves, and neem remain staples of traditional healing practices. Rituals and spirituality. Many of Dominica's spiritual traditions are tied to the natural world. From river baptisms and Christian practices to African-inspired rituals that honor the spirits of the land, nature is central to the island's spiritual identity. Environmental challenges. While Dominica's natural environment has long been its greatest asset, it has also posed challenges. The island's mountainous terrain makes large-scale agriculture and infrastructure development difficult. Hurricanes, landslides, and volcanic activity are constant threats, testing the resilience of its people. Major environmental events. Hurricane David, 1979, one of the most devastating storms in Dominica's history. Hurricane David destroyed homes, crops, and infrastructure, leaving a lasting impact on the island. Hurricane Maria, 2017, a Category 5 storm. Maria caused widespread destruction, wiping out much of Dominica's agriculture and infrastructure. The storm highlighted the island's vulnerability to climate change and the urgent need for sustainable development. Despite these challenges, Dominicans have consistently shown their ability to rebuild and adapt, drawing strength from their connection to the land. Preserving Dominica's natural heritage. In recent decades, Dominica has emerged as a global leader in environmental conservation. Recognizing the value of its natural resources, the island has taken steps to protect its rainforests, rivers, and wildlife while promoting sustainable development. Conservation efforts. National parks. Dominica is home to several protected areas, including Morne Trois-Pitons National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This park features the Boiling Lake, Trafalgar Falls, and other natural wonders. Wildlife protection. The island has implemented measures to protect endangered species like the Cicero parrot and the Jocko parrot, ensuring their survival for future generations. Sustainable tourism. Dominica has embraced ecotourism, attracting visitors who want to experience its unspoiled beauty while minimizing environmental impact. These efforts reflect a deep respect for the land, rooted in the island's history and culture. Climate change, a growing threat. As a small island nation, Dominica is particularly vulnerable to the effects of climate change. Rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and unpredictable weather patterns pose significant risks to its environment and economy. In the wake of Hurricane Maria, the government committed to making Dominica the world's first climate-resilient nation, investing in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and disaster preparedness. Steps toward resilience. Geothermal energy. Dominica's volcanic activity has been harnessed for geothermal power, reducing reliance on fossil fuels. Reforestation projects. Efforts to restore damaged forests help combat soil erosion and promote biodiversity. Community involvement. Local communities play a key role in conservation, ensuring that solutions are both effective and culturally relevant. Dominica's natural legacy. Dominica's connection to nature is not just a feature of its past. It is a defining aspect of its present and future. The island's people continue to draw strength from their environment, finding inspiration in its beauty and resilience in its challenges. Dominica's natural world is not just a part of its identity. It is a lifeline, a teacher, and a symbol of hope. Conclusion. Nature has always been at the heart of Dominica's story. From the Calinago's spiritual connection to the land to modern efforts to preserve its ecosystems, the island's environment has shaped its history, culture, and future. In a world increasingly disconnected from nature, Dominica stands as a reminder of the power and importance of living in harmony with the Earth. As we move into the next chapter, we'll explore Dominica's evolving role on the global stage, examining how its people and culture have influenced, and been influenced by, the wider world. Closing reflection. Picture the dense rainforests of Dominica, the sound of a river rushing through the valley, and the warmth of geothermal springs rising from the earth. This is more than a landscape. It is a source of life, identity, and inspiration. How does a connection to nature shape a people? And how can it be preserved in a world facing environmental crises? These questions linger as we continue to uncover Dominica's story. Chapter 10, Dominica's Global Footprint, From Island to International Stage. Nestled in the heart of the Caribbean, Dominica might seem small on a global map, but its contributions and connections extend far beyond its shores. Throughout its history, this island nation has maintained a unique position in the Caribbean, influencing and being influenced by global movements in trade, culture, politics, and diplomacy. Whether through its vibrant Creole heritage, environmental leadership, or its people's achievements on the world stage, Dominica has left an indelible mark. This chapter explores Dominica's evolving role in the global community, from its colonial past to its modern-day efforts to define its place in an interconnected world. Colonial legacy and global trade. During the colonial era, Dominica played a critical role in the global trade networks that shaped the Caribbean. Its plantations, worked by enslaved Africans, were integrated into the triangular trade system, supplying sugar, coffee, cocoa, and other goods to Europe. Though this period was marked by exploitation and inequality, it also established Dominica as a player in the global economy. Key exports of colonial Dominica: sugar and molasses. Dominica's fertile lands were ideal for sugarcane, which became a cornerstone of the island's economy. Coffee and cocoa. Introduced later, these crops added diversity to Dominica's agricultural exports, gaining international recognition for their quality. While the plantation economy eventually declined, the legacy of these trade networks can still be seen in Dominica's agricultural focus and its connections to global markets. Independence and self-determination. Dominica's global footprint began to expand in new ways after it gained independence from Britain on November 3, 1978. No longer a colony, the island took its first steps as a sovereign nation, navigating the challenges and opportunities of self-governance in an interconnected world. Post-independence priorities. Diplomatic engagement. Dominica joined international organizations like the United Nations and the Commonwealth of Nations, advocating for the interests of small island states. Regional cooperation. As a member of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, Dominica worked closely with its neighbors to address shared challenges like climate change, trade, and economic development. Economic diversification. Efforts to move beyond agriculture led to investments in tourism, ecotourism, and renewable energy. Despite its small size, Dominica emerged as a vocal advocate for issues affecting small nations, from economic inequality to environmental sustainability. Cultural contributions to the world. Dominica's rich cultural heritage has resonated far beyond its shores, with its music, language, and traditions influencing the broader Caribbean and beyond. Music on the global stage. Cajon Calypso. This uniquely Dominican genre gained international acclaim in the 1970s and 1980s, thanks to bands like Exile One and Grammix. Its fusion of African rhythms, Creole melodies, and modern instruments helped shape the Caribbean soundscape. Bouillon music. A more recent export, bouillon, has spread across the Caribbean, blending traditional and contemporary elements to create a genre that resonates with younger generations. Creole heritage. Dominica's commitment to preserving its Creole language and culture has made it a cultural leader in the region. Events like the World Creole Music Festival and Creole Day attract international visitors, showcasing the island's vibrant traditions. Film and literature. Dominica has inspired creative works that have reached global audiences. Writers like Jean Rhys, whose novel Wide Sargasso Sea explores themes of colonialism and identity, have brought the island's stories to the literary world. Environmental leadership. Dominica's reputation as the nature island has positioned it as a global leader in environmental conservation. In recent years, the island has embraced sustainability as a guiding principle, drawing international attention for its efforts to combat climate change. Key environmental initiatives. Geothermal energy projects. Dominica's volcanic activity has been harnessed to produce renewable energy, reducing the island's dependence on fossil fuels. Climate resilience. After Hurricane Maria in 2017, Dominica committed to becoming the world's first climate-resilient nation, implementing policies to protect its ecosystems and communities. Ecotourism. By promoting sustainable tourism, Dominica has attracted visitors seeking unspoiled natural beauty, strengthening its economy while preserving its environment. These efforts have made Dominica a model for other small island nations grappling with the effects of climate change. Diaspora and global influence. Dominicans living abroad have played a crucial role in extending the island's influence. From New York to London, the Dominican diaspora has carried the island's culture and values to new corners of the world. Contributions of the diaspora. Economic support. Remittances from Dominicans abroad have been a vital source of income for families and communities on the island. Cultural promotion. Festivals, food, and music hosted by the diaspora have introduced Dominican culture to international audiences. Leadership and advocacy. Dominicans in positions of influence have used their platforms to advocate for issues affecting the island, from climate change to disaster relief. The diaspora has become an essential bridge between Dominica and the wider world, fostering connections that benefit both. Global challenges and opportunities. In a rapidly changing world, Dominica faces both challenges and opportunities as it seeks to expand its global footprint. The island's small size and vulnerability to natural disasters present significant obstacles, but its resilience and innovation continue to shine. Key global challenges. Economic vulnerability. Dominica's economy relies heavily on tourism and agriculture, leaving it exposed to external shocks like pandemics and trade disruptions. Climate change. Rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and environmental degradation threaten the island's long-term sustainability. Opportunities for growth. Digital innovation. Investments in technology and education could position Dominica as a hub for digital entrepreneurship in the Caribbean. Cultural tourism. By continuing to promote its unique heritage, Dominica can attract visitors seeking authentic cultural experiences. Global advocacy. As a leader in climate resilience, Dominica can shape international policies that protect vulnerable nations. Dominica's place in the world. Dominica's global footprint may be modest, but it is impactful. The island's ability to balance tradition with innovation, and its commitment to sustainability and cultural preservation, make it a shining example of what small nations can achieve on the world stage. From its music to its environmental leadership, Dominica proves that size is no barrier to influence. Conclusion. Dominica's journey from a colonial outpost to a respected member of the global community is a testament to its people's resilience, creativity, and vision. The island has leveraged its unique strengths to make meaningful contributions to the world, even as it continues to navigate challenges. As we turn to the next chapter, we will explore Dominica's resilience in the face of natural disasters, focusing on how its people and government have rebuilt after major hurricanes and what their efforts mean for the island's future. Closing reflection. Imagine standing on the shores of Dominica, looking out at the horizon. The ocean connects this small island to the rest of the world, carrying its culture, values, and challenges far beyond its borders. How does a nation of just 70,000 people leave a mark on the world? And what lessons can it teach us about resilience, creativity, and unity in a globalized era? These questions frame Dominica's evolving story on the international stage. Chapter 11, The Hurricane Chronicles: Resilience in the Face of Natural Disasters. Dominica, with its rugged mountains and dense rainforests, has long been a land shaped by nature. Its beauty, however, is matched by the challenges it faces from the very forces that define it. As a small island nation in the Caribbean, Dominica lies in the path of some of the world's most powerful storms, enduring hurricanes, tropical storms, and the destruction they bring. Yet time and again, the island has risen from the rubble, its people proving that resilience is as much a part of their identity as their connection to the land. This chapter examines Dominica's history with natural disasters, focusing on the devastating hurricanes of the modern era and the incredible efforts to rebuild, adapt, and create a future of resilience. The threat of hurricanes. Hurricanes are an ever-present reality for Dominica. The island's location in the Eastern Caribbean places it in the path of storms formed over the Atlantic, particularly during the annual hurricane season, which runs from June to November. These storms, driven by warming oceans and atmospheric conditions, have become increasingly intense due to climate change. Key features of hurricanes affecting Dominica. Wind. Sustained winds of over 150 miles per hour can level homes and uproot forests. Rain. Torrential rain leads to catastrophic flooding and landslides. Storm surges. Coastal areas face flooding from rising sea levels during storms. Despite their destructive power, hurricanes have also revealed the strength of Dominica's people, who continue to endure and adapt to these challenges. Hurricane David, 1979. Hurricane David was one of the most destructive storms in Dominica's history. On August 29, 1979, the Category 5 hurricane struck the island with winds exceeding 150 miles per hour, leaving a trail of devastation. Impact of Hurricane David. Destruction of infrastructure. Homes, schools, and hospitals were destroyed, leaving thousands homeless. Loss of agriculture. Dominica's banana industry, a cornerstone of its economy, was decimated, as were other crops vital for food and export. Human cost. Dozens of lives were lost and many more were injured or displaced. Rebuilding after David. In the aftermath, Dominica faced the monumental task of rebuilding. International aid poured in, but much of the recovery relied on the resilience and resourcefulness of the Dominican people. Communities banded together to repair homes, replant crops, and restore a sense of normalcy. Hurricane Maria, 2017. Nearly four decades after David, Dominica faced an even greater challenge. On September 18, 2017, Hurricane Maria made landfall as a Category 5 storm, with sustained winds of 160 miles per hour. The storm caused widespread destruction, wiping out 90% of the island's infrastructure and leaving its people reeling. Impact of Hurricane Maria. Devastation of infrastructure. Entire communities were flattened, roads were washed away, and the island's power grid was destroyed. Environmental damage. The storm stripped the island of its lush greenery, leaving it unrecognizable. Rivers overflowed, and landslides reshaped the landscape. Economic collapse. Dominica's tourism and agriculture sectors were brought to a standstill, with banana and cocoa plantations ruined. Human cost. Maria claimed at least 31 lives, with many more injured and displaced. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett described the storm's aftermath as mind-boggling, and Dominica declared itself in a state of utter devastation. The road to recovery. In the wake of Maria, Dominica faced a daunting recovery process. Yet, the island's people demonstrated incredible resilience, turning tragedy into an opportunity for transformation. Key recovery efforts. Rebuilding homes and infrastructure. Homes were rebuilt to withstand future hurricanes, with stronger materials and elevated designs. Roads, bridges, and public buildings were reconstructed with disaster resilience in mind. Agricultural revival. Farmers replanted crops, focusing on diversifying agriculture to reduce dependence on a single export like bananas. Community efforts included seed distribution and training in sustainable farming practices. International aid and support. Countries like China, Venezuela, and the United States provided financial aid and materials for rebuilding. Organizations like the Red Cross and the United Nations helped deliver food, water, and medical supplies to affected communities. Community resilience. Local communities became hubs of recovery, with neighbors helping neighbors and communal projects bringing people together. Traditional practices, such as farming and craftsmanship, were revived to sustain livelihoods. Becoming the world's first climate-resilient nation. Hurricane Maria served as a wake-up call for Dominica, highlighting the urgent need for climate adaptation. In the aftermath of the storm, the government announced an ambitious plan to become the world's first climate-resilient nation. Key initiatives. Renewable energy. Dominica has invested in geothermal, wind, and solar energy to reduce reliance on fossil fuels and increase energy independence. Disaster-resilient infrastructure. Schools, hospitals, and homes are being built or retrofitted to withstand Category 5 hurricanes. Reforestation projects. Efforts to replant trees aim to combat soil erosion, restore biodiversity, and reduce the impact of future storms. Community-based disaster preparedness. Villages are being trained in disaster response, ensuring that every community is equipped to handle emergencies. Dominica's bold vision has made it a global leader in climate resilience, inspiring other nations to follow its example. The spirit of resilience. Throughout its history, Dominica's people have faced adversity with remarkable courage and unity. Hurricanes may have tested the island's limits, but they have also revealed its greatest strength, its people. From rebuilding homes to planting seeds of hope, Dominicans have shown that resilience is more than just survival. It is a way of life. Conclusion. Dominica's story is one of resilience in the face of relentless natural disasters. From Hurricane David to Hurricane Maria, the island has endured immense hardships, but it has always emerged stronger. As the world grapples with the effects of climate change, Dominica stands as a symbol of hope, innovation, and the unbreakable human spirit. As we move into the next chapter, we will explore how Dominica's arts, literature, and storytelling have reflected and shaped its journey through history, offering a lens into the island's soul. Closing reflection. Imagine standing on a hilltop in Dominica, surrounded by the scars of past hurricanes, yet looking out at the vibrant green of a reborn rainforest. This is the spirit of Dominica, an island that bends but does not break. How do people find the strength to rebuild time and again? And how does a nation turn its greatest challenges into opportunities for transformation? These are the questions that define Dominica's resilience and its future. Chapter 12, The Arts and Literature of Dominica, A Reflection of Identity. Art and literature are the mirrors of a society's soul, capturing its struggles, triumphs, and dreams. For Dominica, a land of breathtaking landscapes and resilient people, the arts have always been a powerful way to tell its story. From oral traditions rooted in African heritage to modern literary works that explore themes of identity and colonial legacy, Dominica's cultural expressions reveal the depth and diversity of its experiences. This chapter explores Dominica's rich artistic and literary traditions, highlighting the ways they have shaped and been shaped by the island's history, culture, and natural environment. The power of oral traditions. Before written literature took hold, storytelling was the lifeblood of Dominica's culture. Rooted in African and indigenous traditions, oral storytelling was a communal activity that preserved history, imparted values, and entertained. Features of Dominican oral traditions. Folktales. Stories of cunning animals, mischievous spirits, and heroic figures often carried moral lessons or offered warnings. Proverbs. Short, powerful sayings encapsulated the wisdom of generations, providing guidance for daily life. Music and rhythm. Drumming and call and response singing accompanied many stories, reinforcing their emotional resonance. Through these traditions, Dominica's people preserved their identity and resilience, passing down their heritage in the face of colonial oppression. The emergence of written literature. The transition from oral to written literature in Dominica was shaped by the island's colonial history. Early writings often came from European settlers and administrators. But as Dominicans gained education and political voice, they began telling their own stories in their own words. Key themes in Dominican literature. Colonial legacy. Writers grappled with the impact of European colonization, exploring themes of cultural displacement, resistance, and identity. Nature and landscape. Dominica's stunning environment inspired vivid descriptions and metaphors, symbolizing both beauty and challenge. Creole identity. The blending of African, European, and Kalinago influences found expression in literature, celebrating the uniqueness of Dominican culture. Jean Rhys, Dominica's literary icon. No discussion of Dominican literature is complete without mentioning Jean Rhys, the author of Wide Sargasso Sea. Born in 1890 in Rizzo, Rhys grew up amidst the lush landscapes of Dominica, which deeply influenced her writing. Wide Sargasso Sea, published in 1966, the novel is a prequel to Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, reimagining the life of Bertha Mason, the madwoman in the attic. Rhys uses the lush, oppressive environment of Dominica as a backdrop to explore themes of race, gender, and colonialism. The novel's portrayal of cultural alienation and the tensions between European and Caribbean identities resonates deeply with Dominica's history. Though Rhys spent much of her life in Europe, her work remains a vital part of Dominica's literary heritage, bridging the gap between the Caribbean and the wider world. Contemporary Dominican writers. Today, a new generation of Dominican writers is adding their voices to the literary canon, addressing modern issues while staying rooted in the island's culture and history. Notable contemporary writers. Lennox Honeychurch, a historian and author, Honeychurch's works focus on Dominica's history and heritage, blending rigorous research with engaging storytelling. Delroy Williams, a poet and playwright, Williams captures the rhythms of Dominican life, exploring themes of love, struggle, and resilience. Ophelia Marie. Known as the Lady of Song, Ophelia's lyrical poetry and music have contributed to the cultural renaissance of Creole heritage. These voices continue to expand Dominica's literary landscape, bringing its stories to a global audience. Music as literary expression. Music in Dominica is more than entertainment. It is a form of storytelling that connects people to their past and reflects their present. Genres like cadencelypso and bouillon carry the narratives of Dominica's struggles and celebrations, blending rhythm and lyrics to create powerful cultural statements. Themes in Dominican music. Resistance. Songs often celebrate the resilience of Dominica's people, from Maroon rebellions to modern social movements. Nature. The island's rivers, forests, and mountains feature prominently in lyrics, symbolizing both freedom and continuity. Community. Music serves as a unifying force, bringing people together during festivals, celebrations, and even times of mourning. Artistic expressions through visual arts. Dominica's natural beauty and cultural diversity have inspired a thriving visual arts scene. From traditional crafts to modern paintings, artists draw on the island's landscapes and heritage to create works that resonate deeply with both locals and visitors. Notable art forms. Calebasse craftsmanship. Using calabash gourds, artisans create intricate bowls, jewelry, and decorative items, preserving a practice with roots in African and Kalinago traditions. Painting and sculpture. Contemporary artists like Earl Etienne and Shadrach Burton use vibrant colors and bold forms to depict scenes of island life, exploring themes of identity and resilience. Textiles and fashion. Traditional Creole dress, with its colorful patterns and intricate designs, remains a symbol of cultural pride, showcased during festivals like Creole Day. These visual arts not only celebrate Dominica's heritage, but also provide economic opportunities for local artists. Festivals, living canvas. Dominica's festivals are a fusion of all its artistic expressions, bringing together music, dance, literature, and visual arts to celebrate the island's culture. Events like Carnival and the World Creole Music Festival are vibrant displays of creativity, drawing visitors from around the world to experience the richness of Dominican life. Highlights of Dominica's festivals. Carnival, known as the Real Moss, Carnival is a time for storytelling through costumes, performances, and calypso songs, blending African and French traditions. World Creole Music Festival. This annual event showcases Creole music from across the globe, reflecting Dominica's central role in the Creole-speaking world. Emancipation celebrations. These events honor the resilience of Dominica's ancestors, using art, poetry, and performance to tell the story of freedom. Preserving and expanding the arts. Efforts to preserve Dominica's artistic heritage and support its creative industries are essential to ensuring the island's culture continues to thrive. Cultural preservation initiatives. National Cultural Council. This organization supports artists and promotes cultural events, ensuring that Dominican traditions are passed on to future generations. Creole language programs. Efforts to preserve Creole as a living language include workshops, classes, and celebrations that emphasize its importance in storytelling and artistic expression. Youth engagement. Programs that encourage young Dominicans to explore music, writing, and visual arts ensure that the island's creative spirit remains vibrant. Conclusion. Dominica's arts and literature are not just reflections of its history. They are a testament to its resilience, creativity, and identity. From the oral traditions of the Kalinago to the modern works of its writers and artists, the island's cultural expressions continue to inspire and unite. Dominica's story, told through its art, music, and literature, is one of survival, transformation, and beauty. As we move into the next chapter, we will explore Dominica's role as a leader in regional and global cooperation, focusing on its contributions to the Caribbean and its efforts to address shared challenges like climate change and economic development. Closing reflection. Imagine the sound of a storyteller's voice weaving tales under the light of a Caribbean moon or the vibrant colors of a painting that captures Dominica's lush landscapes. These are more than artistic expressions. They are windows into the soul of a people. How does art preserve a nation's identity? And how does it evolve to tell new stories while honoring the old? These are the questions Dominica's artists and writers continue to answer with each stroke of a brush and each turn of a phrase.